blizzard information for the following counties. In Nebraska, Cass, Dodge, Douglas, Suppy, Saunders, and Washington. And the following counties. In Iowa, Fremont, Wells, Montgomery, and Page. Blizzard warning in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. Winter storm warning is canceled. The National Weather Service in Omaha Valley has issued a blizzard warning, which is in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. The winter storm warning has been canceled. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue over the area into this afternoon. Northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with wind gusts over 40 miles per hour will create blizzard conditions with occasional whiteouts. Snowfall will vary from 8 to 12 inches from around Fremont, Wahoo into West Omaha to 4 to 10 inches from southwest Iowa toward eastern sections of Omaha. A blizzard warning means severe winter weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are likely. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. Do not travel. If you must, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. Blizzard information for Oco County, Nebraska. Blizzard warning in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. Winter storm warning is canceled. The National Weather Service in Omaha Valley has issued a blizzard warning, which is in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. The winter storm warning has been canceled. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue this morning before decreasing this afternoon. Total snowfall of 5 to 10 inches is expected. In addition, northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with wind gusts over 40 miles per hour will cause considerable blowing and drifting snow with blizzard conditions. Although the snow could decrease this afternoon, strong winds will persist with areas of blowing and drifting snow. A blizzard warning means severe winter weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are likely. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. Do not travel. If you must, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. Blizzard information for the following counties. In Iowa, Harrison, Pottawatomie and Shelby, and the following counties. In Nebraska, Burt and Hurston. Blizzard warning remains in effect until 6 a.m. Friday. A blizzard warning remains in effect until 6 a.m. Friday. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue through this afternoon, and light to moderate snow could linger through tonight. Accumulations of 8 to 12 inches are likely through tonight. In addition to the snow, northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts up near 45 miles per hour by noon. This will create considerable blowing and drifting snow and may create blizzard conditions through early Friday morning. A blizzard warning means severe winter weather conditions are expected or occurring. Falling and blowing snow with strong winds and poor visibilities are expected. This will lead to whiteout conditions, making travel extremely dangerous. If you must travel late tonight and Thursday, have a winter survival kit with you. If you get stranded, stay with your vehicle. This hazardous weather outlook is for parts eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa for today and tonight. Blizzard conditions will severely impact parts of eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa with winds gusting to 45 miles per hour and heavy snow, causing whiteout conditions throughout the day today. Travel will be nearly impossible and several roads are closed. An additional 4 to 6 inches of snow will fall today, then taper to flurries this evening. However, the winds will continue to gust to 35 miles per hour during the overnight hours. These severe winter conditions could be life-threatening to anyone stranded outside. And now the extended outlook for the period Friday through Wednesday. There is a chance for snow over the outlook area Friday and Friday night, and windy conditions will continue with winds gusting to 35 miles per hour Friday. Although significant accumulation is not expected, blowing snow and drifting snow is likely. Spotter information statement. Spotters are urged to report conditions throughout the day regarding snowfall amounts, winds, visibilities, drifting snow, power outages, and road closures. The Grassland Fire Danger Index is expected to reach the low category across east central and southeast Nebraska today.
This is NOAA Weather Radio Station KIH-61 serving Omaha and Council Bluffs and surrounding area. The current time is 10:05 a.m. Central Standard Time.
storm information for the following counties. In Nebraska, Lancaster and Otto. Winter storm warning in effect until noon Central Standard Time today. The National Weather Service in Omaha Valley has issued a winter storm warning, which is in effect until noon Central Standard Time today. The snow and blowing snow advisory is no longer in effect. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue this morning before decreasing this afternoon. Total snowfall of 4 to 9 inches is expected. In addition, northwest winds increasing to 25 to 35 miles per hour with wind gusts over 40 miles per hour will cause considerable blowing and drifting snow. Although the snow will decrease this afternoon, strong winds will persist. A wind advisory is in effect for the area this afternoon. Areas of blowing and drifting snow could continue as well. A winter storm warning means significant amounts of snow, sleet, and ice are expected or occurring. Strong winds are also possible. This will make travel very hazardous or impossible. Winter storm information for the following counties. In Nebraska, Dodge and Saunders. Winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. The National Weather Service in Omaha Valley has issued a winter storm warning, which is in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. The snow and blowing snow advisory is no longer in effect. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue over the area into this afternoon before it tapers to flurries. Total snowfall of 5 to 10 inches is expected. In addition, northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to near 40 miles per hour are likely, especially from late morning on. This will create considerable blowing and drifting snow and may create near whiteout conditions at times through the afternoon. A winter storm warning means significant amounts of snow, sleet, and ice are expected or occurring. Strong winds are also possible. This will make travel very hazardous or impossible. Winter storm information for the following counties. In Nebraska, Cass, Douglas, Sarpy, Washington, and the following counties. In Iowa, Fremont, Wells, Montgomery, and Page. Winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. A winter storm warning remains in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. Snow, occasionally heavy, will continue over the area into this afternoon before decreasing. Some sleet could be mixed in with the snow this morning southeast of Omaha. Total snowfall of 5 to 10 inches is likely. In addition to the snow, northwest winds of 25 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to near 40 miles per hour are likely, especially from late morning on. This will create considerable blowing and drifting snow and may create near whiteout conditions at times through afternoon. A winter storm warning means significant amounts of snow, sleet, and ice are expected or occurring. Strong winds are also possible. This will make travel very hazardous. A major winter storm will move across Iowa today and tonight before lifting into Wisconsin by Friday morning. This storm will produce areas of heavy snow and blizzard conditions over parts of the region, along with severe thunderstorms in southeast Missouri. Strong northwest winds on the western flank of the storm will persist into tonight. Various winter storm warnings and advisories have been posted for much of the Plains region, and travel from Omaha to the east and northeast is inadvisable. High temperatures today will be from the upper 20s to mid 30s over our area, but some warmer 40s will prevail from the Nebraska panhandle into western Kansas, and highs in the 60s are expected ahead of the storm in southeast Missouri. Low temperatures by Friday morning will be in the teens and 20s over Nebraska and South Dakota, with 20s and 30s over Iowa and much of Kansas. And here's your latest forecast for Omaha and surrounding areas. Blizzard warning in effect until 6 p.m. this afternoon. Rest of today, windy. Snow this morning with occasional snow in the afternoon. Areas of blowing snow through the day with occasional whiteout conditions. Snow may be heavy at times. Total snow accumulation 8 to 13 inches. Highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds 25 to 30 miles per hour with gusts up to 40 miles per hour. Tonight, windy, colder. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow. Lows around 17. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 40 miles per hour. Friday, windy, colder. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow. Highs in the mid-20s. Northwest winds 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts to around 45 miles per hour. Friday night, breezy. Cloudy with a 20% chance of snow. Lows around 15. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour. Saturday, breezy. Mostly sunny. Highs in the upper 20s. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour with gusts to around 35 miles per hour. Saturday night and Sunday, not a school. Partly cloudy. Lows around 14. Highs around 40. Sunday night through Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-20s. Highs in the lower 40s. Tuesday through Wednesday, partly cloudy. Highs in the upper 40s. Lows in the upper 20s.
At 10 a.m. in Omaha, heavy snow and blowing snow were reported, reducing the visibility to 1/4 of a mile. The temperature was 30 degrees, the dew point 28, and the relative humidity 93%. The wind was northwest at 33 miles an hour, gusting to 44, producing a wind chill of 14. The pressure was 29.25 inches and falling. Across eastern Nebraska and southwest Iowa, snow was falling, with a temperature of 30 at Offutt Terre Haute, 28 at Fremont, 30 at Nebraska City, 28 at Lotsmith, and 34 at Red Oak, Iowa. At Lincoln, blowing snow was reported, with a temperature of 28. It was cloudy, with a temperature of 32 at Millard, and 27 at Columbus. At Tacoma, snow and fog were reported, with a temperature of 30. Here are some observations from across the region. At Kansas City, snow was falling, with a temperature of 33. At Des Moines, rain was falling, with a temperature of 34. At North Fork, blowing snow was reported, with a temperature of 24. At Concordia, Kansas, haze was reported, with a temperature of 30. It was sunny, with a temperature of 29 at Grand Island, and 29 at North Platte. At Denver, it was mostly sunny, with a temperature of 27. At Valentine, it was partly sunny, with a temperature of 24. At Sioux Falls, snow and fog reported, with a temperature of 30. At Sioux City, snow and fog reported, with a temperature of 29. Once again, at 10 a.m. in Omaha, it was 30 degrees with heavy snow and blowing snow.
And here's an area weather update. Blizzard warning in effect. Travel is not recommended this morning due to near whiteout conditions and heavy snow and 30 to 40 miles per hour winds. Motorists will have a difficult time seeing the road, and driving conditions will be treacherous. Plan on another 2 to 4 inches of new snow through noon with very low visibility and drifting snow. Again, travel this morning is not recommended.